Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to FMFC's Follow Me As I Follow Christ Outreach Ministry, Blog Talk Radio. commanding your morning. Amen. Praise God. I hope everyone is well. I hope God has kept you and kept you well. Thank you for joining us this morning. I'm Pastor Avante. I'm sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. And again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. If you're with us, please go ahead to our Facebook, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, like the page, leave us your prayer requests. That's the theme of the show. We're intercessory prayer warriors. We'd like to cover you in prayer, cover your issues of life in prayer, and even just thank God with you, adding our faith to yours in regards to your prayer request. So, again, thank you for joining us again this morning. I am joined with my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell. I'm going to bring her on. Let's make sure that we have good audio this morning. Good morning, Deaconess. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning, Pastor Avante. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How about yourself?
Good morning. Blessed.
God bless you. How are you this morning?
Doing very well, Pastor. Excited. Excited about praying this morning.
Amen. Is there anything on your heart that you'd like to share this morning?
Talking to God, and just feel like you just been wanting to remind me that patience has its perfect work, and in every situation, making certain that you don't give way to any anxiousness, any desire to speed things or get things out of the timing of God, even when believing God for bringing something from the future to the present, understanding that patience is still important, patience with the process God has us in, and also patience with ourselves and others, understanding that, God is working things through and in us. So, patience.
Amen. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Earlier this week, I want to say even as early as yesterday, I had some business where I was just really just pedal to the metal, and the Lord just said, relax, slow down. And I actually, it doesn't have to transpire at this exact moment. So just slow down and be patient and even be observant of the process. So, yes, the Lord, in Philippians, the Word of God tells us not to be anxious, but to pray about everything with thanks and supplication. And it says even then the peace of God will come over us. So that's good, because that's what happened to me. The peace of God just kind of gave me rest, where I could actually rest in the decision to be patient. So pray. Thank you so much. Praise God for that. Thank you so much. So we're going to go ahead and open the show. Again, this is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. This is where we come and we come before God and we command our morning. We command our day. We walk in our authority. And we plan out our day in prayer, praying the issues of life, praying the issues of others in life as well. God spoke to Job and said, hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? Praise God. So we're going to ensure that some wickedness is shaken out. We're going to walk in our authority. We're going to command that the assignments of the enemy be put down. We're going to pray for healing. We're going to pray for restoration. We're going to decree and declare the wealth of God, and not just substance. We're talking about the wealth of health, the wealth of wisdom, the wealth of love, as well as the wealth of substance, the wealth of ideas, witty inventions, the wealth of the finished works of Jesus Christ. So we're going to go in. I'm going to open up with our opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Father, we praise you. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Father, you are worthy to be praised. Lord, Jesus, precious Lamb of God, we just thank you and magnify your name. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Just give the Lord praise in this place this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We magnify your name. We thank you. We praise your holy name. We uplift your name, Father God. Glory, 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 glory. We thank you, Father. We magnify your name. We uplift your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, El Shaddai. Oh, we praise your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Yahweh Tsidkenu. Hallelujah, Yahweh Makadesh. We just praise your holy name. Hallelujah, thank you, Yahweh Nisi. Hallelujah, Yahweh Rapha. We praise your holy name. We magnify your name, Yahweh Roah. We praise your name. We magnify your name. We give you praise. We thank you this morning. We thank you. 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 Hallelujah. We thank you and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, you are our strength. Hallelujah. Your word says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. So we thank you. We thank you. We express joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Father. We magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We decree and declare that you, Father, hallelujah, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, you, the Father of glory, we decree and declare that you have granted us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation that gives us a deep and personal, intimate insight into the true knowledge of you. For we know you, the Father, through the Son, your Holy One, your Anointed One. And we decree and declare that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our being, is enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, your children, your people, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. Praise God. Praise your holy name. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength in which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand and us with him, Father, in the heavenly places far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all the things in the church, which is in his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. Father, we pray that Holy Spirit, that you guide us through this hour of prayer, praise, and worship, that we pray what needs to be prayed. We decree what needs to be decreed, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And Father, that your will be done, Father. Father, we fall back, Father, so that you can move forward, Father, and that your will may go forward, Father, and not ours, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Use us as you will, Father. in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you and praise your holy name, Father. We uplift every person, Father, that will hear this broadcast, Father. Father, that you will strengthen them, Father, that you will continue to keep them, that you will, Father, send your ministering angels to minister to them, Father, and keep them from any hurt, harm, or danger, Father. Father, we are on a holiday weekend, Father. So, Father, we even decree and declare, Father, safety on the highways and byways. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that there are no accidents with explosives, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, and watch over the children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, this is a festive time where people are eating. So, Father, we ask, Father, that the homeless are housed, Father. The hungry are fed, Father. The sick are healed, Father. We decree and declare a spirit of healing, Father, in this nation, in this world, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, hallelujah, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. Father, those that are working, O Heavenly Father, Father, we ask that you bless them, Father, that their work days are blessed and successful, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray a spirit of unity over this country. We decree and declare it now, Father. Division and racism, Father, will not overcome, will not have victory, will not win, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in all these words we have spoken, we decree them to be so. In your Son, Jesus' mighty name, we say amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, and it is so. Again, thank you for joining us. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, FMFC's Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning prayer, praise, and worship show. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and post your prayer requests, as well as just like the page so you can follow the ministry. We can stay in contact and interact with each other. I'm going to now give the mic to Deaconess Angela Campbell to allow her to pray whatever God has placed on her heart. So, Deaconess, I'm going to leave it in your most capable hands.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you this morning. God, we literally pause and say thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you this morning. Lord, we exalt you. We thank you for what you've been doing in the earth. We thank you, Father God, for what's already been done in heaven. Thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and mercy. You said it will follow us all the days of our life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for renewed minds on this morning, Father God. And thank you for the fact that they are transforming us, God. We thank you that we are not conformed to the things that we see in the world, Father God, but we are transformed because you are renewing us, God. Thank you for your word on this morning. Thank you, God, that patience is having its most perfect work. Thank you this morning, Father God, that we can be anxious for nothing, but in all things with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make known our requests unto you, God, because we need the peace. We need the peace of you. We need the peace of you that transcends all understanding. We need the peace of you this morning, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, in the midst of what everything else looks like, God, we thank you that we could stand in the middle of it, thanking you and praising you, knowing, God, that you would give us peace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We rejoice on this morning, God. We thank you, that we could command our Sunday. We could command our morning, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we could command our morning. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we command that our morning, Father God, with the outgoings of it, we'll rejoice. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your loving kindness that we receive this morning and every morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we declare and decree that the beauty of your holiness, Sunday, has been released into this morning by God's day. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your light break forth in our day on this morning. In the name of Jesus, let the judgment of your word come upon the enemies, our enemies, morning by morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare we declare and decree, no weapon formed against this morning shall prosper. God, we thank you for authority. We thank you, we thank you for dominion this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God. We thank you for dominion on this morning. And the soul of God, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. Thank you, God. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough. Thank you, God. With prayer and thanksgiving, we make known our request. Thank you, God. 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 Thank you. We thank you for being you, God. We thank you for your ways, God. We thank you that we have breath in our bodies. We thank you, Father God, that we're able even to push a phone and call in and to pray. We thank you, Father God, that when we went to bed last night, Father God, no evil came about us. We thank you, Father God, that your angels are encamped around us. We thank you, Father God, for the newness of this day and your mercy. We thank you, Father God, that we walk in our authority on today, declaring the things of the Lord. We thank you, Father God, that we can speak to a thing and it shall be. Thank you, God. We thank you, Father God, that life and death is in the power of our tongue, and we declare life on today. We declare life on today. God, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you for increase, God. Thank you for provision, as your pastor said. Thank you. Thank you for the provision, not only monetarily, Father God, but how you're providing in the name of Jesus for our spirit, for our bodies, for our families, for our minds, for Sunday, for revelation. God, we thank you for provision on this morning. Thank you, God. We declare and decree that both the latter rain and the former rain belong to us on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for visiting us on this cold. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. We don't take it. We don't take it lightly. You don't have to call by You don't have to You don't have to show God. So we honor you. We honor your presence, Holy Spirit. We honor your presence, Holy Spirit. We honor your presence, Holy Spirit. We honor your, this is your prayer line, Holy Spirit. You gave it to your apostle. It belongs to you. You stewarded it. You gave it to the hands of an apostle. An apostle entrusted it with your pastor. Father God, we thank you. It is an honor. It's an honor that you allow us to pray for your people, pray with your people, and pray through and with you. It's an honor, God. We call out of honor. We dare not not revere the honor it is to come before you. God, thank you. You're not only our Father, God, but you're our King. We declare your Lordship over our life. We declare your Lordship over our life. We declare your Lordship over our life. You're not only our Abba, but you're our King. We declare Sunday. We declare your Lordship over our life. And we open up our ears and our hearts to hear the command of the King. On this morning, the command of the King on this morning, the marching orders on this morning. We take time to spend time with you to hear what the marching orders are from heaven. because your word says that you have a future and a hope and expectancy. Those are your thoughts towards us. So, God, we know you have specific march words even on this day. You told us to be patient. And though we will endure, if there is hardship, we will endure like a good soldier. Father God, because you are, Father God, our Lord and King, We submit to you this morning, God. We come out of agreement with our own thoughts, our own will, and our own way. We submit to you in the mighty name of Bobosea. We submit to you, God, because you're our Lord, our Hekase, and our King. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. God, we submit to you. Thank you, Father. We praise you. We thank you. We thank you, Father God, that the blessings, Father God, of you make it rich and add no sorrow. Thank you, God. We thank you that they're even overtaking us right now. We thank you, Father God, for your apostle Overton, Father God. Continue to give her, Father God, the strategic downloads and wisdom on how to push your kingdom forward in the name of Jesus. Continue to connect her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, with those, Father God, that you purpose in her destiny. Oh, God, to bring it all forth. Thank you, God. And we thank you for all the resources, all of the resources, financial, hands, time, in the name of Jesus, that are being released even now unto her. And God, we thank you for her apostolic perspective. We thank you that she builds from the future to the present. God, continue to kind of faith. Continue to give her the vision, that eagle vision to see from the future to the present in the mighty name of Jesus. And give her laborers that understand from an apostolic perspective that she's not just building for now. She's building for legacy. She's building from the future to the now, for the generations upon generations that will stand on the foundation that she built. Give her laborers that understand it, God, and that will push it forward in you in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. And we praise you, God, for all these things. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And it is so. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Again, thank you for joining us on FMFC. That stands for Follow Me as I Follow Christ. Global Prayer Warriors, commending your morning prayer, intercessory prayer, worship and praise radio show. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page. Leave us your prayer requests, even through the week, so we can cover your prayer requests, as well as follow the ministry. We have some exciting things happening in the ministry. We are having, if I'm correct, it's our fourth annual Healing and Deliverance Conference, but not having a conference where we are physically together, but we're going to be spiritually in the presence of each other. So this is going to be a 12-hour prayer summit conference call. Praise God. It's starting at 6 p.m. July 21st and going through to 6 a.m. July 22nd. So we're going to have 12 hours covering the four night prayer watches of just intense prayer and teaching. We did this last year. It was so wonderful. We had such a positive response from everyone that jumped on. If I'm correct, there were about 72 callers that got on the line that prayed. Some taught, and many people were blessed, set free. It was just, yokes broken. It was amazing. I was blessed to be a part of it. Thank God I'm going to be a part of it again. There's going to be some amazing women of God on the line teaching and covering the prayer watches. So this is going to be very exciting. We will continue to give you updates. So please check the Facebook page. Tune in to the show every Saturday at 6 a.m. And trust me, you are going to be blessed. We have another caller on the line. We're going to bring the caller on the line and see who it is and see if they have a prayer request or if they're going to lead us in prayer. Caller?
Hi, good morning.
Caller? Good morning. Who
Hello.
Are you speaking to? Yes, can you hear me?
This is Patrice. I can hear you fine. This is Patrice.
Oh, Sister Patrice, how are you?
I am wonderful. I'm wonderful. Glad to be on this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Praise God. It's good to hear from you again. I'm glad you're well.
Thank
you. Would you like to lead us? You're welcome. Would you like to lead us in prayer, woman of God?
Sure. No problem.
Oh, please, go
Father
ahead.
God, Lord, we come before you thanking you in all of your beauty, thanking you in all of your power, thanking you in all of your holiness and your faithfulness and your love. Father God, we come gathering this morning together saying that there is none like you, Lord God, that we bow before you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you that things have been chosen before the foundations of this world, Lord God, that you know all things, Lord God, that there are many substitutes, that there are many things that take away our attention, Lord God. But Father God, you keep us and you draw us close to you, Lord God. So Father God, we take the time in order to come to you and just say thank you. To say thank you, Lord God, because you are worthy, because there is none like you, Lord God. Father God, we bow to you, Lord God, and to you alone, Father God. Father God, I come praying for my brothers and my sisters who have visited this prayer line, Lord God, who have been on and who will be on in the future, Lord God. Father God, I pray that you will just open up the windows of heaven for them, not just for money, not just for other types of blessings, but for your Holy Spirit, Lord God, just to rain down on everyone, Lord God, that we will be able to do your will and your work, Lord God, with the power that you have predestined for us to have and walk in, Lord God. Father God, I pray for all the prayer requests that have not even been uttered, Lord God. Father God, you know minds, you know hearts, you know just the things that people are in need of, Lord God. So, Father God, I pray this day, Lord God, that you would open up doors, you would open up windows, you would open up opportunities, Lord God. Father God, I pray for opportunities that have been missed, Lord God. Father God, I pray that you will have your favor and your grace to usher those opportunities around again, Lord God. Father God, I pray that the enemy's way will not prevail, Lord God. Father God, I pray that there is no lack with anyone here, Lord God, absolutely no lack. No lack spiritually, Lord God. No lack emotionally, Lord God. No lack with finances, Lord God. No lack with health, Lord God. Father God, I pray for wholeness, Lord God. Father God, I pray that everybody worships you in spirit and in truth, Lord God, that we understand your will and your kingdom, Lord God, that our will be suppressed, Lord God, and that we will humbly lay our will at your feet, Lord God, in order to promote you and promote your kingdom, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for the angels that you have around us, protecting us and just leading the way for us, Lord God. Father God, I pray for the man of God that's on this line, Lord. Father God, I pray that you will continue to bless him, Lord God, that you will continue to increase him in every area, Lord God. Father God, I am so grateful for his faithfulness, Lord God. Father God, for him standing in the gap, Lord God, for those that don't even know that he diligently prays for, Lord God. So, Father God, I pray that you bless him mightily, Lord God, in every way, Lord God. Father God, I pray for Apostle Overton, Lord God. Father God, I pray that she does not have a want or a need that you do not meet, Lord God, that she does not have to struggle, she does not have to wonder or think about anything about how it's going to happen, that she will rest assured that she will have her needs met by you, Lord God. So, Father God, we're just simply just saying thank you, and that we bless your name, Lord God, that we love you, and that we thank you for your abundant love, Lord God. We thank you for your mercy, Lord God, because it's palpable, Lord God. Father God, it wakes us up every morning, Lord God, and it blesses us, and it keeps us on our way and in our right mind, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for fighting the enemy for us, Lord God. Sometimes, yes, we have to fight directly and war and pray, but Lord God, there are so many things that you have protected us from, Lord God, that we have no idea, Father. So, Father, we just come saying thank you, Lord God. Father God, I don't just pray for the people on this line, but I pray for their families, Lord God. I pray for their loved ones, Lord God, people that they're concerned about, Father God, that you extend your protection and your grace, Lord God, to all of them, Father God. And if there is anyone who does not know you as Lord and Savior, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, we pray for opportunities just to become abundant, Lord God, and for people to come into their lives, Father God, and to express you, Lord God, in the way that they're able to hear and receive you for real, Lord God. So, Father God, we just come blessing you and thanking you, Lord God, and thanking you for this line, Father God, and that it will continue to bless everyone that docks upon it, Father. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer, woman of God. Hallelujah. The Lord is placing things in my heart to pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we just uplift your name. Father God, we magnify your name. Father God, we just thank you and praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we command the morning, Father. Father, we decree and declare, Father, the flow of blessings, Father, into our lives, Father. Mighty blessings into our life this day, Father. Father, that this day, Father, will reveal, Father, your favor, Father, mighty favor, Father. Your favor goes out before us and surrounds us as with a shield. Father, we decree and declare this day, Father, that the works, Father, the assignment of the enemies, Father, are bound, are locked up in our lives, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, in the lives of our loved ones, Father, in the lives of our children, Father, in the lives of those that affect their lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we bind up the assignment of the enemy, Father, in the Father of
in
those
the name
of the ones, Father, that we love, Father, those the ones that we cover in prayer, in the lives of the members of the body of Christ, Father, we bind the enemy, Father. We lock up the enemy's hands, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bind up the strong man, Father. We enter into his house now. Father, we spoil his goods. We decree and declare Father, that the goods of the enemy are spoiled, Father. Father, we take back everything that was stolen, everything that was delayed, Father, everything that was molested, that was diverted from our hands, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and we retake
yes.
Now, Father, we come before your throne of grace and we command and demand, Father, sevenfold recompense, Father, from the thief, from the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you and praise you now. Everything that was stolen from our children, Father, this generation, Father, the generation before them, Father, we come and we take those things back, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we stand in the position of intercessors and we take those things back, Father, and deliver it into their hands, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against, Father, diabolical plans, Father, unknown agreements, Father, that governments make, Father, against the people, Father, unspoken demonic alliances, Father. We come against those and we command them broken, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, secret things that the government has done. Father, we decree and declare the secret brought light, Father, and those, Father, that go enter into these secret agreements, Father, that they are found out, Father. Father, we ask that
yes.
you forgive them and turn from their wicked ways, Father. Hallelujah, Father, and the fruits of these secret agreements, Father, are broken, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind them, Father, now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Come against unjust laws, unjust legislation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against any and all ungodly legislation, Father, right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we command that they be repealed and broken, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
We decree and declare, and we call for righteous and godly legislation in this country, Father, and internationally, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we pray, Father, for the body of Christ, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare that you are strengthening the body of Christ. You are perfecting her, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that the people are getting stronger, that they are getting bolder, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that we are loving more, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, that we are walking and beginning to walk in our authority, Father, that we are beginning to call those things that be not as if they were. Father, that we are beginning to yield ourselves, Father, to Holy Spirit, Father. Hallelujah, Father, and be obedient, Father, to the Spirit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we uplift your mighty name. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we uplift marriages, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father, we come against ungodly demonic attack against marriages, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, we decree and declare that marriages will be strengthened. They will be renewed. Father, they will be empowered, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we uplift the family, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that the spirit of divisiveness must leave families and marriages now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare a cohesive and loving spirit, Father, over marriages, families, Father, friends, Father. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Families are repaired now, Father. Hallelujah. Marriages are repaired now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Husbands will be husbands, Father. Hallelujah. And wives will be wives, Father. Families will be families, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and the
Lord,
body of
Jesus,
in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, Father. We decree and declare that you're bringing righteous and anointed men, Father, to seats of power, to political seats, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank you and praise your holy name. We magnify your name. We uplift your name, and we give you the glory, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree all these words spoken to be so in your holy Son's mighty and matchless and magnificent name. And we do decree these things so. It is so. It is so. In Jesus' name, it is so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Welcome to FMFC, Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning prayer, intercessory prayer, praise, and worship radio show. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, the page. Leave us your prayer requests as well as any questions, scriptural questions that you might have, things that you might be going through that you'd like us to add our faith to yours. Again, we monitor the page through the week. We post what we may be doing in ministry, so you're kept up on the ministry as well. Some of us go to very large churches, and we may not have that direct prayer covering. We have the covering of the overseers, but sometimes we want somebody who we can just reach out to immediately and have them pray for us, or even just edify us
the pastor. We had to do a presentation on companionship. So a lot of times it's good when you can reach out and be a part of companionship and have someone uplift you, pray, cover you in prayer, even when you don't think you're being covered in prayer. So please just interact with us on that FMFC Global Prayer Warriors page. We like to avail ourselves to you. I'm going to, again, turn it over to Deaconess Angela Campbell and have her pray for. I know she had something. Woman of God, you had something last week. Do you remember what that was? We spoke after last week's show. Do you remember what that was? Do you recall that?
And man of God, I actually believe Holy Spirit to bring it back to my remembrance.
Not a problem, woman of God. But if you can, if you could lead us in prayer, there was a child. I can't recall her name right now, but she's 24 months. Her mother reached out to me and told me that she was hospitalized. And from the picture she sent, it looked dire. Of course, I covered her in prayer, this young child in prayer. But I just have a soft spot for children. So if you would cover this child, as well as children in general in prayer. You know, we have children dealing with childhood cancer, things of that nature. So if you could cover that area, I would greatly appreciate it.
That's not a problem, Pastor. Can you tell me the child's name one more time, sir?
I'm trying to pull up the email now. Just give me one
okay.
second. I wonder if her name is Tashina. Something like, but Holy Spirit knows who we're talking about.
Okay. Not Amen. A problem. Father God, we thank you, God. We exalt you, God. We glorify you. God, we thank you right now, Father God. We thank you for our children, Father God. We thank you, which are precious to you, God. You said that children are like the quivers of a bow for a man, Father God. And so, God, we thank you for the children, Father God. And right near the call, Rababasi, right now we uplift that child, Father God, they have been hospitalized, Father God. We thank you, God, for your healing power and virtue. Father, we thank you for your healing power and virtue. We thank you for your word that says, by your stripes, this child, is healed. We come together right now, praying and believing you, God, speaking faith and confessing complete and total restoration and healing over that child's body in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak to that child like you did, Jesus, and said, arise. Arise, daughter. Arise in the mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for healing even now. God, we thank you for releasing your angels even now to encamp about her in the mighty name of Jesus, to encamp about the family, to encourage, to minister to uplift them in the name of Jesus, to stir them up in faith, to believe you in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for her vital signs being good. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for restoration in her body. We thank you that her appetite is good, that she's sitting up, that she's responding. Thank you for we thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We believe you and your report. We declare that she shall live and declare the works of the Lord. She shall live to declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for these children you've entrusted to us. Our inheritance. We thank you for these generations, Father God. We pray right now, God, that you will continue to release your power over them, that they would know their identity, their purpose. Anything that has been trying to snatch away, any demonic plan that's trying to snatch away their identity and purpose, we rebuke it right now. We bind up the hands of the enemy to get them off the path of righteousness. We cover them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, the way Moses' mother covered. Let your arms cover them, God. Let them be covered under your wings in the mighty name of Jesus. Protected from all hurt, harm, and danger. We apply the blood right now over every child and that's connected to those that are listening to the radio right now. We pray the blood of Jesus over every child in the Chicagoland area that's in our reach and those we do not even know. We apply the blood of Jesus right now in the mighty name of Jesus over these Chico Bashekande, over the children. We rebuke the plans of the enemy right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, that would try to do anything to abuse them physically, emotionally, sexually. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke these devils. And that spirit that's over this country of sex trafficking, we come against your own today. Our children will not be sold into sexual slavery. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We come against you now, devil. The foul demon of murder. You will not take our sons out. We rebuke you now. Spirit of suicide. We see you and we call you out. The blood of Jesus. The barabade, korabade. We pull you down now. The blood of Jesus. You will not take our children out. You will not take our sons out. Racism, hatred. You will not take our sons out. We come against you now. Greater is with us and is with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for healing and restoration. We thank you, Father God, that these children will know their destiny early. God, visit them early. Early, Hallelujah. 2, 3, 4, 5, Hallelujah. Speak to them in their dreams. Connect them, Father God, with friends, good friends. Connect them, Father God. Give them teachers that can see, that can hear your voice, that will start speaking to them now. Deal with their parents, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help them to be godly parents. Give them wisdom on what to do and how to do it with their children in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will know how to train them up, know how to protect them in the inevitable shunning, know how to decree, know what to pray, and those that do not know, and those that are not parents yet that can protect them. We cover them now. We cover those children. God, we thank you. We thank you for them. God, we bless you for them. We bless you for the healing power that is present in that child right now. We thank you. Thank you that she is healed now. Thank you. Thank you. We believe you. And God, we thank you for covering all of our children. Father God, that they will be all that you purpose in your heart for them to be. We thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Before we go, I want to cover you ladies in prayer, if that's okay. Amen. Father God, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, I just decree and declare, Father, that you have blessed, that you have favored, that you have poured into, Father, Apostle Overton. Father, you have done the same for her children, Father, and you have blessed everything that she lays her hands to, Father, and can even imagine. Father, nothing will be restrained from her, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, everything that you have her go forward in, Father, is blessed, Father, and is above and beyond what she could ever think, Father, in the or even
imagine, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I just uplift, Father, Sister Patrice, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I speak a monumental blessing over her family, Father, her children, Father. Father, I speak an anointing over her children, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree and declare, Father, that you lead them on the path of righteousness, Father. For your name's sake, O Heavenly Father, you have given your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father. Father, that you have given your angels, Father, instruction, Father, to take her children up in their hands, Father, and so that they won't, Father, even dash their foot against a stone, O Heavenly Father. Father, I ask, Father, that you even just continue to bless the woman of God. Hallelujah. Father, when we hear from her, Father, Father, it'll be testimony after testimony after testimony after testimony, Father. And we will give you praise, Father. We will give you glory, Father. We will just magnify your name, O Heavenly Father. Father, every promise, Father, every rhema word, Father, every prophetic word that has been spoken over and into her life, Father, comes into fruition, O Heavenly Father, right now, straightway, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that you have blessed her, Father, in her going forth to get her degrees, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, we just thank you, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father, you have blessed her hands, O Heavenly Father. You have given her the ability, Father, to create wealth, O Heavenly Father. The blessing on her life, Father, brings her wealth, Father, without toil, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we uplift Deaconess Angela Campbell, Father. Hallelujah. Father, you have rewarded her for the work that she's put forth, O Heavenly Father. Father, your word says that the workman is worth his wage, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare every prophetic word spoken over her, Father, comes into fruition, Father. She owns companies, O Heavenly Father. Father, everything she lays her hands to is blessed and it is favored, Father, in the mighty name. Father, you are placing ideas, witty inventions, Father, into her heart, Father, into her spirit, and how to bring them into fruition, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I just decree and declare, Father, favor, 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 blessings, blessings, blessings over these women of God, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree these things to be so, Father, and we say, Father, it is so, and it is so. Thank you so much. I just thank you and praise your holy name. Jesus, I thank you. I thank them in your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. And please join us next week as we are about to close. Same time, 6 a.m. in the morning, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors commanding your morning. God bless you. God favor you. Please go to the Facebook page, and we will post the show on the Facebook page. God bless you, and be blessed until next week.